Hello, my imaginary friends. It's Wednesday, the 16th of May, 2012. So, I want to reply again to McColgan in the dialogue about diversity of race and diversity of language. But before I do that, I want to do a response about welcoming pain. So this is a conversation that Jacqueline and Mac and Zaki, at least, have all got involved in. And it's another one of these ones where Mac has kind of challenged, well, not just Mac, I think Jacqueline has sort of put it open, the question there, is it possible to embrace and love pain? But Mac kind of turns it into a challenge, like he challenges anybody to contradict his view. And I find that just a really interesting thought experiment. And I actually feel quite comfortable in taking that side of the discussion, or trying to contribute something to that side of the discussion. Because I kind of feel that even if Mac hadn't challenged, you know, and I'd like to rise to a challenge, but even if Mac hadn't sort of made that challenge, I still would have felt I wanted to make this side of the argument. Anyway, so here goes. So first of all, I have to say that I'm speaking from my own experience, the pains and aches that I've lived through. Are not the same as the pains and aches that other people have lived through. I've never given birth, I fully expect, as I grow older and older, if I grow older and older, that aches and pains will become more and more part of my life. And I think to some extent, some already have. You know, I've become accustomed to certain little aches and pains that I don't even think about anymore, but until I become conscious of them. But no, so where I currently am as a 40-year-old man, 40-year-old boy, I'm speaking from this perspective. So who knows, 20 years' time, I'll listen back to this as a 60-year-old man, and I'll laugh at how naive I was when I was 40. So all that said, I'm finding it a really interesting subject, because to me, welcoming pain is not just about physical. It's just about the physical pain. There are also other types of pain that you might experience, or that might get, that exist in life. But let's, you know, start off with the physical pain side of things. So I know that, you know, occasionally I'll if I'm in the garden and I'm doing some work on a fern, not a fern, Jana will be laughing because I always call them ferns, on a conifer, afterwards I'll get a rash. And it'll be itchy and all this kind of thing. And I have to welcome that, because it's telling me that I've got a reaction to that material, and I need to, you know, maybe I need to wear gloves or a long sleeve shirt or something when I'm working with conifers. If I do some heavy lifting or heavy digging and I hurt my back, again, it's telling me, actually, Simon, you've pushed yourself a bit too hard here, and it's causing you pain, and you need to take care to not damage yourself. Because to me, the pain, or even an ache, they're just the warning signs to tell you of something else. that would have been, that has been damaged or would have been close to being damaged. So, yeah, maybe I'm doing something physical and I'm pushing my muscles, bones, tendons, ligaments, whatever they are, I'm pushing them to the limit or close to the limit. So the pain comes in to tell me, hey Simon, you need to ease off this. You need to rest this muscle, you need to rest this bone, this ligament, this tendon, whatever. You need to rest this. You need to not push this hard in the future, or you need to train it so that it can be capable of this exertion. It's feedback. It's telling me, it's warning me that I could damage something. So it's good. It's actually good. It's positive feedback from my body to tell me that I'm doing something wrong or dangerous. So, and even when I get a headache, if I get a headache, it's telling me, okay, you're not getting enough sleep, you're not getting enough water, you're not getting enough, your sugar level's getting too low. It could be telling me all sorts of things. And again, I'm not one of these people that instantly goes for the paracetamol or the ibuprofen to get rid of the pain. I listen to the pain and I say, well, what is it trying to tell me? Do I need to just go and drink some water? Do I need to... And maybe that's why they make you drink water when you have a paracetamol. Because it's actually the water you need, not the paracetamol. But yeah, I try to listen to what it is it's trying to tell me. So that's why I feel that I can welcome the pain. Because the pain is just a messenger. The pain is just the messenger. So that's the physical context. So what about other contexts? How about in a work context? If I get feedback from a colleague or a customer or a manager, well, if I get feedback from somebody that tells me that they didn't like something that was done, or they want me or my team to change our behaviour, or whatever it is, again, some kind of criticism or positive feedback, however you want to describe it, again, that can hurt. So it's not a physical pain, but it can still kind of, it can have an emotional pain attached to it. And again, it's very, the natural human reaction is to sort of reject that pain and defend against it. While that what might work in historic times when humans weren't in business, when they were just, you know, in fields and caves and getting too close to animals or whatever, fierce meat-eating animals that might devour them. You know, those kinds of reactions were perhaps tuned for that kind of environment. You get some kind of emotional pain and you should flee it, or you should fight it, or whatever. Fight or flight, adrenaline, all that stuff. That all works in a historic context when man was just another beast living in the tribe in a cave or whatever. It works there, but in a business context, that adrenaline, that fight or flight, aggression, all that stuff, it's not necessarily healthy. Having lots of adrenaline going around your body in the office and you're not able to physically burn it off can cause cholesterol problems. It can cause health problems. And sometimes aggression is just not healthy for the relationships that you have in a work context. So, again, I try and welcome that, the pain that causes me, the emotional pain. welcome the signal and actually say, actually, no, this is valuable feedback. This is telling me something that needs to be improved, that could be improved. And it's an opportunity. This pain is actually an opportunity to change my behaviour or my team's behaviour, or try to influence the other person's behaviour, and the other person's perspective. Maybe they don't know all of the story, and that's why they feel something's wrong. So again, it's something just to welcome and say, actually, no. Yes, it hurts me initially to hear you say this to me, but I welcome the feedback, and I'm going to work out what I need to do, or not do, but what I could do to try and address this feedback, address the signal, and incorporate it into a change of behaviour, just like you would limp to. To try and take the pressure off a muscle or a bone that was damaged in some way. The pain tells you to limp, change your behaviour so that it can heal. And it's just the same in the business context. Maybe you need to change a process. Maybe you need to get somebody to email somebody else about something sooner rather than later, so that the right stakeholders are informed. It's the same as a body limping, or as a body saying, actually, I need to behave differently. Maybe I need to stop cutting down so many conifers with bare arms. I need to adapt. So that's why I feel that I want to welcome the pain. Thanks for listening. It'll be interesting to hear what everyone else has to say about all of this. Great subject. Thanks for raising it, Jack. Toodle-boo.